welcome everybody to this traditional festival of nine lessons and carols for Christmas. We are delighted to have the chair of the Board of Governors, the principal, and other members of staff, and of course the choir of Anna Hill Primary School. And we extend a particular welcome to the mayor, who was with us some months ago and very graciously has consented to be with us again today. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Beloved in Christ, be at this Christmastide our care and delight to prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels in heart and mind, and to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, and with the shepherds and the wise men adore the child lying in his mother's arms. Let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. And let us make this church glad with our carols of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace on earth and goodwill over all the earth, for unity and fellowship within the church he came to build, within the dominions of our sovereign King Charles, and within this city of Lisburn. And because it would rejoice his heart, let us remember at this time the poor and the helpless, the cold, the hungry, and the oppressed, the sick in body and in mind, and those who mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, all who know not the Lord Jesus. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in the Lord Jesus we forevermore are one. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words which Christ himself has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
God announces in the Garden of Eden that the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You'll crawl on your belly, and you'll eat dust the rest of your days. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Thanks be to God.
God promises to faithful Abraham that from his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me. Thanks be to God.
Follow in your star, how I wonder where you are. Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by the prophet Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The prophet Micah foretells the glory of little Bethlehem. But you, Bethlehem Ephrata, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will rule over Israel, whose origins are of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, to the majesty of the Lord of his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth. Thanks be to God.
The angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Thanks be to God.
Oh, St. Matthew tells of the birth of Jesus. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to her son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Thanks be to God.
the shepherds go to the manger. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. Thanks be to God.
the wise men are led by the star to Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact date the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may too go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that he had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child and his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their own country by another route. Thanks be to God.
Anybody tell me where the Savior child is born?
hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. The collection today will be on behalf of the Mayor's designated charity, which is Emerge Counseling Services, with a particular focus on suicide and self-harm. And I would encourage you to give generously. The collection hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let us pray. Almighty God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our judge, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one all things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. As our service draws to a close, it would be very remiss indeed if I didn't express some words of appreciation at this stage. First of all, to all those yesterday who decorated the church so beautifully and so tastefully for this entire Christmas festival. This is the first Sunday we're gaining the benefit of it, but there will be others as well, and we are grateful to all those involved. No service such as this would be remotely complete without the music. Our very grateful thanks to our organist, Tim Howe, and our augmented and extended choir, not just from Anna Hilton, Mara Hamlet, but there are others as well. And we are delighted to have you all assisting us in creating such a magnificent sound, not only in leading the congregational singing, but in the special anthems and pieces as well. And what a particular joy it is for me to be able to say wholly and directly that we have Anna Hill Primary School Choir with us this year. They, apart from the years of COVID, it has been a long-standing tradition to have them here. We are grateful to you all, boys and girls. It's great to see so many here this year. As I said to you at the rehearsal on Friday, I suspect that some of your mums and dads probably were sitting where you are now. But thank you, together with your teachers, and in particular the principal, Mr. Andy Smith, and also the chair of the Board of Governors, Mr. John Harshaw, who read the second lesson today. Last but by no means least, I know I've probably breached protocol by not addressing words to him first, but I'm saving the best to last. So, Mr. Mayor, thank you once again for coming amongst us. When you were here last, you were a matter of days into the job, but you found time to come here to church and to the reception later in Larchfield on the occasion of the 40th anniversary of my ordination. And I don't quite know whether you realized that day or not. I think maybe you did, but that I had taken the liberty of talking to your PA, and I'm getting you booked in for today as well. I was making sure of it. So there you are. Well, here you are, and I will now ask you if you would convey to us the greetings of the city you represent, our city of Lisburn.
Thank you, Canon Howard, and thank you kindly for the invitation to be here today and to join with you all in this worship, but also this celebration of the festive season. It is truly a blessing to be in this role as mayor, because I get to go out every day and see the good that is happening in our communities across Lisburn and Castlereagh, to give thanks to the people who do good works. And at Christmas, I think it's a time of reflection and a time to express gratitude, and that is definitely what we did today. On behalf of the city of Lisburn and Castlereagh, I just want to convey my best wishes for this holiday season. I hope you have a very merry and peaceful Christmas, taking stock of everything, all the blessings in each of your lives, your family, your friends, but also to keep in mind those at this time of year who may be lonely, those this time of year who may be facing difficulties. I hope, as you do in the Christian way, you'll reach out to them with the hand of friendship and compassion to help get them through this holiday season. But as I said, thank you all again for having me here today. Have a very merry and peaceful Christmas, and hopefully a prosperous new year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And thank you to all our various readers as well. And all of you who, by your presence and participation in this service, have made it the splendid occasion of worship it has been. Immediately following the service, there will be seasonal light refreshments in the parochial hall. I do encourage you to go across and continue our fellowship for a time in less formal surroundings. It would be great if we could do that now. Sunday next, which is the fourth Sunday of the season of Advent, at 10 o'clock in this church, there will be a crib service and holy baptism. And also the Bailey's Mills Accordion Band will be taking part. That's at 10 o'clock. And in our sister parish of Mara Hamlet, there will be the normal morning service, though at the earlier time of 11:30. And the carol service at that end of the parish will take place next Sunday evening in Mara Hamlet Presbyterian Church at 7 o'clock. The recessional hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing Glory to the Newborn King. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Amen.